County Supervisors Board Meeting, August 21st, 2018. Any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
I have none.
Yes, you do. You have to remove that work session.
Oh, for the Board Supervisors and the Washington National Supplement Benefit?
Yep.
Okay. We shall scratch that. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Attorney Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. Since the last time we had a meeting, we've been approved to accept passports in my office. So we started processing those August the 13th. Chandra is my little expert to take care of that. And so anyway, we take applications and new pictures and all that stuff. August the 29th at 5:00 PM is the candidate filing deadline for ag extension, soil and water, township trustees and clerks and any of that. And then after the, what was it called, the LULAC or the one lawsuit in regards to absentee ballots, we are back to doing absentee ballots 29 days before the general election. So we will not be, the absentee voting window will open October the 8th. That's all I have at this time.
Okay. Chanel, County Treasurer.
Good morning. Keeping busy. Last Friday, we did get all of the tax, property tax statements sent to the post office. So you should be receiving those. If you didn't get it yesterday, surely today or tomorrow. And I'd like to say that every single person in the treasurer's office, every staff member, is responsible for helping to get those out. And they did an excellent job this year, as they do every year.
How many of those you have sent out?
I think it was 28,600. So, yeah, there's, it's a load. It's a good load. So they are out there to be paid by mail, in the office, and online. I guess that's about it.
Well, I got mine yesterday.
You did? Okay.
I didn't have a very good evening, but I got it yesterday.
Apologize for that.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Couple updates. Beaverdale Road, Washington Road, that intersection, that area, it's obviously everybody's wondering. We are looking at, they're working on shoulders today. Should have the shouldering done today. If we have a chance, we might run through there to let you guys see where that's at. But then hopefully, as far as we know, the painting contractor that do the pavement markings is supposed to show up tomorrow. And they're also supposed to open it tomorrow. So if everything holds true, that whole segment will open up and those ramps will open up and everything tomorrow. So now that I've said it, things will change. But either way, that's where it's at. And we appreciate the patience. People are frustrated. Oh, we understand that. I've been on the radio twice about it, and we're frustrated too. We would have liked it open a couple weeks ago, but unfortunately, it is also the life of construction. That's coming along. I do want to mention that, I think last week, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, we didn't have a meeting last week, that the contractor had mentioned they're getting fairly close to doing the Flint Bottom closure for the DOT's four-lane project that's going on, the 61 project. It was just verbal, so we don't have anything, a date, but they have verbally pushed that back now and said that they're looking well into September probably, just because of some scheduling. I don't know why we're not in the middle of that project as much to know exactly why, but so that is going to be back a little ways. So that is something to mention. That is, once we have our project done, that is kind of a back route that some people use to get around and stuff. So when we know more, I'll certainly pass it on. We still have a patching crew going on also. They're working on Beaverdale right now, but they should wrap that up this week, and they're going to move up and start patching on Mediapolis Road and get that patching done. And then it sounds like the majority of our asphalt work is probably also milling, and asphalt's probably going to be sometime starting in sometime mid-September and then going from there. So we'll probably have some asphalt going well into October, if I had to guess. So So it'll be a busy fall, but that's all right. And one other thing I did want to mention, and this is, I think, significant, but we're finally to a point where I told you when I made the decision, I'd let you know, and I've made the decision to push back the Flint Creek Bridge on Highway 99 until next season. So we will not bid that this fall. We will not do construction this winter. The road will stay open as normal. We will look at doing a bid next, probably early summer, something like that. I'm not to a point where I'm going to give a date or anything like that, but which is really when I prefer to bid it anyway. And we will look at forcing construction into next winter. So we'll give more information to businesses and landowners. That'll give us a lot more time to communicate with the public on what to expect. But for now, they can expect no issues this fall or winter, or even next spring relating to that project. And I've had a lot of questions, and honestly, a lot of people read it in the paper, and so that's why I want to mention it here that we're going to push it back. We there's a lot of, I wouldn't call major, but a lot of little things left to do. A lot of little things, and some of those could be major depending on the other side, because it's always, it's not just, it's stuff that we have to coordinate, whether it be utility relocation or purchasing right away or whatever it is, and that's all needs to be done. But probably the biggest hitch right now is we don't have our core permit. My suspicion is it probably got buried on a desk. And by the time we were able to get a hold of somebody, and I have to give our consultant credit, they made the contacts and made the calls and called enough, they finally, I think, got more of a story. But we ultimately are working, we knew we had to work with the Corps. We also know at the same time we need to work with the levy district, which I've already met with that levy district, and I'm planning on meeting with them again next week. But they will ultimately need to submit a letter supporting the project that the Corps will want. And the Corps, just within the last week, has told us that they're putting everything on hold, or did a long time ago, from all I know, that's my guess, until they get a letter from that levy district. And communication could have been better, but either way.
Will that permit have to be amended if you're going to bid it next summer?
I don't think so. Well, we don't have the permit, so no.
Well, I mean, but your application.
I don't expect so. No, I really don't. Their review is on the project and its scope of work and what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Okay.
So I don't see any issues there. And we have our DNR permit, and I don't think that'll be a problem either. Those types of permits have a window, and if you end up outside of that window, there's typically an extension you can go through and request, so they don't have to re-review it and you don't have to wait that time period again. So I don't think there'll be any problems, and this gives us some time that while we're dealing with that, we can also work on these other items, and we don't rush a multi-million dollar project and end up with some errors out of just trying to hurry everything. So that's the plan, and that's where that's going.
Iowa City Road, how are they coming on that?
Iowa City Road's coming along. The south end is, it's not done, but it's awfully close. That's a utility issue on the south end, is one of our holdups. I'll leave it at this to say we got their attention Monday morning, and they are moving in this week. They wanted to keep doing business in Des Moines County, so they decided they'd do the work that they were supposed to do a long time ago. So anyway, there's that. That's got to go before the full grading on the south. But if you've been up there, and sometimes we will get you up there, the south end looks completely different. They're still laying some rock out, and the intersection at Pleasant Grove is not fully done. I suspect some of that is because the contractor knows as soon as they get that full rocking laid in and stuff, it'll be that much harder to keep people from driving through the traffic control to use the road. So it's come a long ways. Still work to do on the north end, but they are making headway. So harvest is going to be early, and that's, we would hope to have that project done. We won't be done before harvest, but I will say the contractor has been good to work with the homeowners, and we, you know, nobody's been kept out of their driveway, or we had a farmer call the other day and he needed to haul some grain out of a bin, that was no problem. So the locals, as far as access, it's gone really smooth, and so that's what we want. I mean, as long as we can work with the locals, and that's how it's gone, so.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Yep.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. The Flint River Trail is under construction, Three Stars Cave. Trails are closed there. We continue to get questions about that. Expected completion date is the end of September, and so trails will be closed up until then. It is amazing the number of people that come out to use those trails, and so just a reminder of that. That project's moving along. We got rained out this week, but it had been going pretty good, and honestly, we needed the rain. It was getting pretty dusty back there. We had our summer celebration event this weekend. It went well. Had a good time. I don't know, 100 plus people stopped out throughout the course of the day. We did some park tours, and had a dinner and stuff, so that was good, and it's pretty nice weather, actually. We got notified last week that we got our grant from the Wellmark Foundation to build our playground up at Big Hollow, and so in 4 to 6 weeks, the company is going to come down and start building that for us, so we expect September, maybe first part of October, depending on how things go, we'll have a big playground up there, which is really going to be something. We're excited about that. There's a lot of people very, very excited about that. And so about half that project is funded locally through some local foundations and some personal donations, and then the rest is coming from this Wellmark grant. And then other than that, it's just kind of keeping on. Parks are constantly busy, and we're just trying to stay on top of it.
Good. Thank you. Amy, County Attorney.
Good morning. We're busy. We're trying to get through 3 jury trials this week in district court, so trying to get our jury trial list down. It's been in the 40s, 50s, even 60s in number every month, so we will try to keep plugging away at those numbers, trying to get more jury trials done. I want to remind everyone that school is back in session this week for Des Moines County students, so slow down, watch out for students walking or biking to school. Be mindful of the school speed limit zones and school buses. And in that token, as part of my county attorney collections program, I've been able to collect, at least for my office's share, about $120,000 from collecting unpaid court fines and costs. And that doesn't include money that goes to the county and then the fined money that goes back to the state. So as part of that program, I'm starting a program this school year to provide money to each school district in Des Moines County for school lunches for students that don't have lunch, because I feel that hunger affects more than just what we think are poor students. It affects almost every demographic in our community, and I feel that if students can focus more on education and learning instead of whether they're going to get something to eat that day, they'll be more focused and hopefully improve themselves educational wise, behave better in school. So this week I'm distributing money to each of the superintendents of all of our school districts. I got a flyer for each for me to Danville, Burlington, Mediapolis, all of our school districts will receive money from my collections program this week to help combat hunger for students. So thank you.
Thanks, Amy.
Yep.
Angie, Health Safety Committee.
Good morning. We're doing good. Keeping busy. We're doing a couple trainings this month. We're doing emergency preparedness and the new silica training to talk about the hazards of working around silica dust. Other than that, we're doing good. Been 3 months now accident-free, so we hope to continue that progress.
Good. Thank you. Jeff, Sheriff's Department.
Good morning. Well, Amy kind of covered the back to school, just people watch safety for the kids going back to school. Get about 2 or 3 agenda items on the list too, otherwise nothing else.
Thank you. Doug, how's the jail doing?
We're doing good. We're busy also. Population's 99 this morning. Waiting to ship a load to prison. They're running the same problem as far as beds available. They're full also. So we're kind of on a wait list to to get them back to Oakdale, the classification center, so I think everybody's in the same boat.
Okay, thank you. Rodney, Maintenance Department?
Good morning. Nothing new to report this week.
Okay, thank you. Colin, how's the IT department?
Good. Keeping busy like always, but nothing new to report, so.
Thank you, Doug. I don't think I missed anybody here. Correspondence. Seeing no correspondence, do you gentlemen have any?
I don't know.
We move on to public input session number one. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion vote. We have accounts payable claims for $2,395,384.95.
Approved. What does that mean? I have that for mental health.
Million and a half for mental health.
Or something like.
And then we got $150,000 for Descom.
Yeah.
And then we got another $100,000 for the WEO seal unit.
Well, the $1.5 million goes to the region. Each county has to pay that. So we don't have to pay that.
No, we're the,
very often.
We're the physical agent for it, so that's where that $1.5 million comes from. So.
Second.
I see in the tax statement, on the tax statement, that this this year, we don't send $1 million of our tax dollars to.
What we did was we sent it for all 504, said all regions and all counties have to get their Indian balance of their mental health and disability services fund down to below 20%. Ours was going to be too high. If you don't get it down, you lose your levy. You don't have any way to levy to support mental health. They were going to fix it last year, and they didn't fix it last year. So we didn't levy that year. We used that to buy some equipment, like for the video camera equipment for the sheriffs. We'll go back to levy next year, but we had the state said that the bill they passed this year, House file, and this is nonpartisan. These all passed unanimously. So when they passed this year, which House file 346 or 52, something like that. It came up with the complex needs, you know, that they want all sorts of new services provided. And they most notably didn't include a funding mechanism. So there was talk that the counties could use their ending balances to create some of these services. At the same time, the law was in effect. Say get rid of your Indian balance. So I've had that discussion with them a couple times at the state, and they're aware of it and don't know what to do about it. But it's not a very attractive situation.
We discussed up at the for that legislator agenda for next year that we'll vote on Thursday. Putting in the sales tax, 1% sales tax. And that would maybe to say take care of 3/8 of that goes to conservation and 3/8 to mental health. And if it's constitutionally protected, otherwise we didn't. We're going to recommend against it. But that leaves the extra left to try to go against the corporate. Property tax reduction. Yeah. But we'll see. So I doubt
if there's any left to see yet, so we don't have to worry about it. So
there's supposed to be an interim legislative committee to discuss mental health funding after the elections and before the session starts. So
well, our last job up there was meet with your COs. And at any rate, that's why we want it constitutionally protected. State can't mess with it.
Yep.
Same as road use tax.
Terry.
Take a vote. Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Federal claim reimbursement. $2,235. Non-cash taxable, $60.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brogan.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We got Fire and Justice Assistant Grant to Jaggery between the city and the county. Chief Kramer?
Yes. Thanks for inviting me over. This every year we receive word from the Department of Justice on the Justice Assistance Grant. Last year we went into the same agreement and purchased like ballistic blankets or shields for us, our patrol cars, and for the Sheriff's Department. So we have to provide for a disparate agency, which is the county in this instance. We, I believe, slated to receive about $21,000. Every year it's around that figure, somewhere around $20,000. We've had it at $19,000, $22,000. So this year it's around $21,000. Our plan is, as part of this application, is to put it towards a firearms training simulation machine. We'll house that at the Burlington Police Department. We have the space available and make it available to all county law enforcement. That includes the Sheriff's Department and West Burlington. And this simulator will work on scenario-based training. It's basically a screen with a projector and is interactive with whoever's participating in the training. We'll have people trained available to operate the machine, both from the Sheriff's Department and from the Police Department. So once that purchase is made, I'll work with the Sheriff's Department in that purchase and making it available. So that's the plan. I need your signature on an interlocal agreement between us and the county. And the council met last night and approved it also. So I just need your approval so I can get it submitted before the deadline tomorrow afternoon.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brogan.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Sounds like an interesting piece of equipment.
Yeah, I think it's much needed. It'll be a nice piece of equipment. I believe it's.
Dennis, after that sign, can you take it into the auditor's office so we can get a copy?
I will. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Business associate agreement with CTS, interchange employee agreement, Danville Community School District. This is cleaning up our file from 2017-2018 year. And this was our contract for our officer to school last year.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brogan.
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. This is a business associate agreement with ICTS.
This is back to the SEAL.
Yeah.
We're doing this for the federal government. Per the HIPAA regulations, and the region employs Kurosh the same as Des Moines County does. You have to have business agreements with people that might have access to sensitive information. So Iowa, the Iowa State Association of Counties does some work with us. So they don't think the federal government understands 2080s, so they want a resolution from each county individual that ISAC is a business, has a business associate agreement. So I'd make a motion to approve that.
Second.
Terry Johnson?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Do you want this on stamp too, Terry, or?
Stamp it's just for ISAC, it'd be fine.
Good. I hate to sign my name with something without you guys having something to do with it, you know? Okay, we have the property tax credit approval from the assessor's office. And these are business property tax credit applications approval and removals. So what's your wishes on this, gentlemen?
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. I didn't see my name on there, but that's okay. Class C liquor license for Smith, Ward Wedding at the Barn on the Ridge.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
How come Barn on the Ridge didn't have one that runs all year?
I missed the question, what's that?
He's not paying attention to us. How come you can't get a permit to take it through all year?
That would be just one provider if you do an annual permit. So each individual person that uses the facility, uses the venue, then they get their permit. Typically it's through like Hy-Vee or something like that.
Well, I kind of figured that.
Helps on liability, doesn't it? Okay, we have a appointment to Des Moines County Compensation Board. We have two of them here. We'll just do both of them together. Is that okay?
That works.
First one says Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. I'm interested in serving another 4-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as a representative for the supervisors. Thank you, Dan Cahill. The second one is the supervisors interested in serving another 4-year term to the County Compensation Board for the County Treasurer, and that is Richard Mellinger.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Resolution for the final plat of the Benedict Acres subdivision. Jared, this one's you.
All right, so we got a minor subdivision located just north of Burlington in Tama Township. It covers an area of land between Golf Course Road on the south and White Camp Road on the north, just a little bit to the west of County 99. So the total subdivision involves an area of 27 acres, and it's going to result in two lots. Lot 1 will be 18 acres, and Lot 2 will be just under 9 acres. It's dealing with the estate of James Benedict, and there's one existing large parcel that covers most of that ground today, as well as one smaller parcel along Golf Course Road, which is occupied by a single-family home. And as part of the subdivision, that smaller property will be dissolved into the larger Lot 2 on the eastern half of the subdivision. One additional issue that arose when this subdivision was initially being pursued was the north boundary of the property, in that it had been assumed that the boundary followed Dry Branch Creek, whereas over time that creek, the exact path of that stream had altered slightly, and so you ended up with a couple of situations where property that was once on either side was now shifted, and they became aware of this because there was one piece on the north side of the creek that it was assumed that the owner of a neighboring property north of the creek, that was all theirs, and that was a property that was used for a paintball course, and they had placed a structure on the portion that turns out was on the Benedict Estate property, which is otherwise all on the south side of the creek. And obviously, the subdivider, the Neals, would like to rectify that situation so that the boundary follows the creek. As obviously, given the topography there, their land is up on higher ground, and slopes down toward the creek. There's really no use for that any land on the other side of the creek. So there was kind of a lengthy legal process in terms of going through and having that exact boundary line delineated through survey, and then there was a boundary agreement that was drawn up between the Neals and the property to the north last September, which basically notes in that agreement that a subdivision is currently being pursued that will formalize what was agreed upon, that was mentioned in that agreement, and actually translating it onto the map. So it's been, I think they've devoted a couple of years to this, and so it's definitely a long time coming, and I know they'll be happy to have this all straightened out. So I should also mention that this was, in terms of the review process, no significant comments other than from secondary roads that existing entrances will be used for lots 1 and 2, which was the intention anyway, as there's no additional development proposed as part of this. The existing farm dwelling on lot 1 will eventually be demolished, and the existing home that will be now part of lot 2 will utilize the same driveway. Finally, this was this went to the City of Burlington for review, as it lies within the 2-mile review area. No issues were found there, and it was approved by the Burlington Council last Monday. And then in terms of fence waiver, I should mention kind of a unique circumstance here where we use this for any adjoining property that's classed as agriculture. And in this case, there actually is one, but technically it's classed as agriculture, but it's actually the property occupied by Flint Hills Golf Course. And so we've got a fence waiver signed by Mr. Charlie Nichols with the City of Burlington. So that's definitely a first, but we follow through on our normal procedure there. So that's all I have.
You would recommend this approval?
Absolutely.
I will move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Sign the rest of these after me. All right. Is that okay?
That's fine.
This is, we've done this, at least this will be the second year, maybe the third year in a row, I'm not sure. It's a $10,000 grant that we're applying for to help for the cost of signage. Standard signage for county roads is just upgrading signs. We have a program where we upgrade signs on a regular basis, And this is a grant that is more or less at this point an automatic. I mean, you apply for it, we should get it. And it honestly just helps offset $10,000 of that cost in our budget, and we're able to allocate that money elsewhere. So I would recommend approval, and once we are awarded, we'll order the signs and get them installed.
Does it have to be in blue ink?
No, I don't believe it'll matter on that.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Thank you.
Personnel action. We have four of them for the Sheriff's Department. We'll do all four of these at once. First one is for Monica Ryan at part-time clerk, previous rate $16.54, new rate $17.04. Step increase. Second one is for Kirby Ford, part-time courthouse security, anniversary, previous rate $17.04, new rate $17.94. Third one is for Dylan Baird, he's a deputy, anniversary. Previous rate $44,971.81. New rate is $48,857.63. And the fourth one is for Amanda Edmonds, part-time clerk, anniversary. Previous rate $15.47. The new rate is $15.97.
Motion to approve all four.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. The next one is for County Attorney, it's for Cynthia Bowen, Administrative Assistant. Anniversary, 3-year anniversary step increase. Previous rate was $40,900. New rate is $41,718.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Reports for the General Assistance, July of 2018, the Sheriff's Monthly Report for July 2018, and the Clerk's Report for July of 2018. These will be on file in the Auditor's Office for your viewing at your discretion. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on August 7th, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
future agenda items?
Whenever the sheriff gets the
For
the ordinance, we need to get that on for a public hearing. I don't know if he's got it done. He had a draft of that, and I corrected the spelling on one of the words, which is the only problem I had with it.
So that was your delay then? You corrected a word?
Well, I had to.
No other problem.
But so that was the problem I had.
I seen that too.
Yeah.
The only thing he doesn't have back, stamps cost, that wasn't on that draft either.
Okay, I knew that he was gonna talk to the court.
So he's gonna finish up quarter on that.
So is there any way of knowing whether it'll be next week or the week after?
I think Mike's gonna let you know.
Wish he would let me know about this.
We will.
I see we got correspondence from a citizen wondering why we were doing that, what public purpose was.
Responded to the letter. Public purpose is usually the standard for spending tax money.
Yeah.
And we aren't counting on spending any tax money on this.
Yeah, I thought a fair point, maybe one-sided. Those are all golf carts in his opinion. So why would you put them out in the road?
If that's the case, can we ride them in the cities where they ride golf carts?
I agree with him.
Okay, committee reports.
Well, like I mentioned before, I went to Des Moines. Interesting discussion with every 9 supervisors there to just a preliminary to try to sort out some of the stuff, and it's amazing how close those 9 guys think like we think. So that's moved right through, and we talked about most of the issues that come up here. And then we met with, like I said, with your COs all over there.
The regional, mental health region CEO.
Right. And their concerns, of course, is funding, as always. And that part of the 3/8 of a cent would be used, there'd be extra there from what they're spending now, and that would go to child mental health development. I have a hard time thinking to go through, but Something has to change for funding mental health. Did something else there.
I attended a meeting with Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health Region Board of Governors meeting, and we had an update on HIP and then discussed the CSN program with representatives from ISAC. We just approved the business associate agreement with them. And since the last meeting, I was appointed to the Medical Assistance Advisory Council at the state level. Apparently the state wants to focus a little more on mental health issues, and this particular council advises the director of human services and the head of the Iowa Medicaid Enterprise. And the state was looking for somebody from a county perspective that understood both county finance and had a handle on mental health funding, and so apparently the Mental Health and Disability Services Commission gave them my name. So we had an orientation, and basically they just went through some of the resources they have. You know. Sounds interesting.
I can say I'm glad that Bob's on the mental health local and you're on the SEAL region.
I'm on what?
You're on the mental health board here locally. I didn't see you.
You brought me to a new committee?
No, well, it's on, you know what I mean, out here.
ISAC. Yeah. That's all I have.
Okay. I just had a Russ meeting and it went real smooth. Everything's run good and smooth with it. So nothing new to report on yet. Public input session number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Okay, we shall move on for adjournment.